Hello there, you fella. The Chicago breakdown. Dr. Rob on all y'all. Let's get together and bring them on down.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very nice. Thank you very much. I think we got something going here now. I think we got everything under control now. I'll give you a little bit of.
You know me, only two ways. nothing, nothing, nothing. Without a woman or a girl. Joe Collier from Augusta, Georgia. This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, 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 nothing. Take us out of the dawn. Man made the bulk of the water. Like they say that Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Baby boys, man make them happy because man make them toys. But after man make everything, everything he can, do you know that man makes money? The root of all evil, you buy from every woman and every man. This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. The wilderness. You understand what I'm talking about? With Asia, Nicaragua, and all the things going wrong, and not loving your fellow man, I want to say, enough! Enough! You know it make me feel so good, I wanna scream. It make me feel so good, I wanna scream. Is it all right if I scream? I wanna scream for the people that need the opium. I wanna scream for the hungry people around the world. Is it all right? Is it all right? Is it all right if I scream? I think y'all know what I'm talking about. Right here, I want to thank God. I want to thank you. I'd like to say all the beautiful people. There's so many people gave their life to the world of love, which is called music, the universal language. And right now, we want to say a special tribute to the undisputed king of rock and roll, brother and Mr. Elvis Presley. Otis Redding. Sam Cooke. Janis Joplin. Thank you, Tony. I want to say something for Jim Reeves, Buddy Holly, Jackie Wilson, Joe Tex, Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, Minnie Riperton. So many beautiful people, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. Right here. A few more things I want to say right here. I want to get a 30-second round of silence, but not one, not two, but three Prince of Peace, if you will. Not one, not two, but three Prince of Peace. John Lennon, Bob Marley, and Marvin Gaye. Not one, not two, but three Prince of Peace. John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. Yeah.
All right, we've got some questions right here in the middle of Patrick Stewart. What is your name?
My name is Heather.
Hello, Heather. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question?
All right, this is more of a somber question. I recently saw on YouTube how you talked to Amnesty Now, I think it was, about your view against violence against women. And that speech was really moving to me, and it helped me through my own turmoils in a little bit. So I wanted to thank you personally for that. And then my question, segueing into that, besides acting, what are you most proud of that you've done in your life that you're willing to share with us that isn't related to acting?
Great question.
Thank you. I think you have very beautifully linked the important things together. The work that I do in campaigns about violence towards women, particularly domestic violence, is something that grew out of my own childhood experience. And I am associated particularly with one organization in England called Refuge, which has, since the 1970s, provided, among many other services, safe houses for women and children. And I mean safe houses, where they can go and feel, perhaps for the first time in years, secure with their children. Refuge is a great organization. Now, a few months ago, I did do this event, the Million Man Pledge, which was co-sponsored by the United Nations. And it is a great campaign, which is based on the belief that the people who could do most to improve the situation of so many women and children are in fact men. It's in our hands to stop violence towards women. So I do what I do. I do what I do in my mother's name because I couldn't help her then. Now I can. But since, and I've talked often about this, I'm on record about my childhood, but last year I learned things about my father that I didn't know and my elder brother didn't know. And that was that in 1940, due to his experiences in France with the British Expeditionary Force, my father was suffering from what was then called severe shell shock. And that's what I read in his notes at the Imperial War Museum in England. We now know it as post-traumatic stress disorder. And we also know that there are soldiers now all over the world, here in the United States and in the United Kingdom, who are returning from combat zones with a serious condition of post-traumatic stress disorder. Now we know what it is and we know how to deal with it. In 1940, it was just shell shock, and basically soldiers were being told, pull yourself together, get a grip on yourself and get out there and be a man. Well, it has put into, an expert in this condition who works with a charity, another organization I'm now happy to be a patron of, called Combat Stress, has said to me, what your father had in 1940, because he was never treated, never left him. And all the conditions of your childhood that you have described to me are classic symptoms of veterans who were suffering from this serious psychological and physical illness. So I work for Refuge for my mother, and I work for Combat Stress for my father in equal measure.
Thank you so much. That was a beautiful story.
Thank you. My dear, are you okay? You are.
The thing that happened, it's past, and it was just a point of accepting that that it was okay that it happened, and that I, yeah. You know, that I wasn't. Because one thing I've noticed is there's still that shaming of the women.
Yes.
And so that speech really just finally let me say it's okay that that happened, and you know, I can move on and heal. So I really appreciate it. I really do.
As a child, I heard in my home doctors and ambulance men say, Mrs. Stewart, you must have done something to provoke him. Mrs. Stewart, it takes two to make an argument. Wrong. Wrong. My mother did nothing to provoke that. And even if she had, violence is never, ever a choice that a man should make. Ever. I look around and I see a lot of men standing up, and that's brilliant, because you have here in Texas a man called Mike Rawlings, mayor of Dallas. Michael was with me on that platform at the United Nations event, and he spoke so potently and so powerfully about these issues. He spoke about it from his own experience of being a Texan and of living and working in Dallas, and I was so proud to share that platform with him. He's a remarkable individual. Okay, we're going to talk about other things.
Right.
You take care of yourself.
You want a hug? Don't get a hug.
Yeah.
Don't get a hug. Don't get a hug. Impossible to follow. So,
thank you.
craving. It's the only thing that I need. It's the only thing that I need. Take it if you'd prefer it erased, then bleach the place. It's the only thing that I need. It's the only thing that I need. But my heart, it never breaks, it just beats on despite the ache. In the day I touch you and make you see, broken we'll be, you and me. The birds fly south tonight, they've given up. It's the only thing that I need. It's the only thing that I need. So take it, the skies grow dark beneath their wings. Well, what does it mean? It's the only thing that I need. It's the only thing that I need. But my heart, never breaks, it just beats on despite the ache. And the day I touch you and make you see, broken we'll be.
Most fantastic lady of the now sound, the inimitable Miss Mama Cass.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song we're singing. They may try and sell ya, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. Going just to do your thing, the hardest thing to do. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song.
little soul, the world is a cold, cold place to be. Want a little warmth, but who's gonna save a little warmth for me? We know the fire rates, some believers, all of the sinners the same. Girl, you and I would die, unbelievers bound to the tracks of the train. If I'm born again, I know that the world will disagree. One little grace, but who's gonna say a little grace for me? We know the fire waits, unbelievers, all of the sinners the same. But should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world has planned for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what all the water contains, a little drop for me. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world has planned for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what only water contains, a little drop for me. We'll be right back.
if we work it out, chances are bound we'd be standing our ground, for no one's better safe. Goodbye.
And when I can't feel with my son hands, I promise not to lose. kind I would have liked.